Usually we start with, we do it alphabetical, starting with Eastern Cape. But I want to start with Free State. Is there anyone from Free State? There is no one from Free State. All members, I don't know if I can request one member to read the negotiating mandate for Free State as we did last time with other bills, because there is a negotiating mandate from Free State, and ask Eastern Cape to prepare themselves. They will come after Free State. Anyone who will read on behalf of Free State? We have all the mandates as members. Okay, let me go to Gauteng while members are still thinking about who is going to read on behalf of Free State. Can we have Gauteng, then I'll come back to you, Eastern Cape. Yeah, can you go through your mandate? Gauteng, do you have your mandate? Can you go through it? Present it.
Madam Chair, it's the first time, and I'm the alternate member for Gauteng, so this is the first time I'm doing this. So do you want me to read the whole mandate from the beginning to the end?
Not the whole report, but the mandate. Not the report, the mandate. Isn't it that there is a report, but then there is a mandate that they give you? Go and present this.
Madam Chair, yes, there is a mandate, but there are recommendations and requests for us to do some changes on the on
yeah.
the actual bill. Can
we'll
I read that for
that.
You?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. We had, Gauteng had our hearings, and that was done very effectively and went very well. And some of the common issues raised by the stakeholders were the following. The definition of adoption social worker in Section 1 did not set criteria of specialization and registration, and the argument is that the adoption is a complex process and so it requires specialized skills, and that the adoption social workers or organizations working with adoption should be registered. The use of the word ostensibly in Section 150 of the Children's Amendment Bill 15, 2015, rendered the proposed amendment vague and open to interpretations. The proposed deemed in Section 120, subsection 4 of the Children's Amendment Bill may be open to various interpretations by the courts. The proposed amendment in Section 120, Section 4A, that allows the court to afford a child offender who was under the age of 18 years when he or she committed an offence an opportunity to make a representation as to why his or her particulars should not be included in the register puts a heavy burden on the child. Non-alignment between the two Children's Amendment Bills with the Criminal Law Amendment Act of 2015 on issues relating to the National Child Protection Register and the National Register of Sex Offenders. Non-alignment of the Children's Amendment Bill with the Prevention and Combating of Trafficking in Persons Act No. 7 of 2013. I'm going to carry on now. The following are the common issues that were raised as concerns by the stakeholders.
Honourable Engelbert, you seem to be reading the whole report now. If you look at your report, you just read the front page and you go straight to number 8. That is your negotiating position adopted by the committee. That is what you need to speak to instead of going through the whole report. I'm not sure if we're having this.
Madam Chair, I do apologize. This is my first time, and that's why I asked for clarity when I started. And I think allowing me to do it first is really not fair if this is my first opportunity. And I did ask for clarity, which you did not provide.
Okay.
So either I continue
no,
or you
no,
provide
I'm,
me with
I'm
clarity.
I'm not accusing you. I'm not accusing you. That is why I'm giving this guidance, that because you spoke to the recommendations, but now when you look at your report, you just read the front page, then you go to, because it's clear where it is stipulated on point 8.
Can I read the committee report then?
You want to read the whole report?
Well, I can do on the specific clauses that they want, that they've requested to be changed. Can I do that then?
I want you to speak to those,
Okay, thank you very much. The report, okay, let me say this. The Standing Committee on Community Development, having considered the subject of the Children's Second Amendment Bill, referred to in terms of Standing Rule 220, confers on the Western Cape delegation in the NCOP the authority to support the bill with the following amendments and a concern. Clause 1. On page 2, in line 13, after the Social Services Professions Act, 1978, Act number 110 of 1078, to insert and accredited in terms of the Children's Act, number 38 of 2005. That was the first one. Point 2 on page 2, in line 18, to delete B and substitute with C. And on page 3, in line 22, to delete C and substitute with D. That's all clause 1. Then clause 5, on page 5, in subclause 5B, the committee wishes to raise a concern that this section may be understood to imply that children who are not 18 years old and not in grade 12 will not be able to apply for alternative care. The negotiating mandate, therefore, supports with the proposed amendments, the Gauteng Provincial Legislator supports the principle and the detail of the bill with the proposed amendments. Thank you.
Honorable Zwane.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just see clarity on this whole issue, Chairperson. When the proposed amendments were read by the Honourable Member, mention was made of the Western Cape, but the mandate is about Gauteng. We seek clarity in that regard as to which is which. For the record, for record purposes.
Yeah, that is what they were telling me now, that it looks like she's reading a mandate that is supposed to be read by Honourable Pambos Bokwana. She is supposed to read Gauteng one, not Western Cape. Honorable Ngrabak, can I give you space now to sort yourself out, to go back to your mandate now, the Gauteng one, and give Honorable Pambos Bokwane, now that she started with Western Cape, to conclude the Western Cape one. I'm sorry for that, Honourable Pambos Bokwane.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I would prefer not to conclude, but to start from a scratch with the Western Cape, because these are two different provinces, and I want to put it straight and clear that I want to start and not conclude. Am I allowed, Honourable Chair? Thank you very much, Mama. For the Western Cape, I would like to bring to the attention of this committee, not this house, committee, that we have deliberated on the 15th of November, the Bill B14B of 2015, Children's Second Amendment Bill, and the Standing Committee on Community Development reports that it confers on the Western Cape's permanent delegation, myself, in the NSOP, the authority to support the bill with the attached amendments and a concern. And could I please, with your permission, Honorable Chair, bring to the attention the amendments that we, as the Western Cape, are representing to this committee. Yes. The Standing Committee on Community Development, having considered the subject on the Children's Second Amendment Bill, B14B 2015, referred to it in terms of the Standing Rule 220, confers on the Western Cape delegate, which is Chandi Mphambo Sebokwana, the authority to support the bill with clause 1. On page 2, in line 13, after the Social Services Profession Act 1978, Act Number 110 of 1078, to insert, a quote, and accredited in terms of the Children's Act Number 38 of 2005, close quote, on page 2, in line 18, to delete subsection B and substitute with subsection C, and on page 3, in line 22, to delete subsection C and substitute with subsection D. And the last one, clause 5. On page 5, in clause 5B, the committee wishes to raise a concern that this section may be understood to imply that children who are not 18 years old and not in grade 12 will not be able to apply for alternative care. Thank you very much, Chairperson. That's the Western Cape's mandate, and can it please be taken into consideration? Thank you, Mama.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mphambo Sebokwana. Gauteng, are you fine now? Can we come back to you?
Okay. Mr. Chair, I trust her, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Over to you.
Madam Chair, the negotiating mandate from the Gauteng Legislature to the Chairperson of the Select Committee on Social Services, Honourable Dlamini, for the in terms the name of the bill is the Second Children's Second Amendment Bill, B14B/2015, with the date of deliberation the 18th of November 2016. The Gauteng Provincial Legislature supports the principle and the detail of the bill with the proposed amendments. This is on behalf of the Acting Chairperson of Social Development Portfolio Committee, Honourable Magagulu. And this is signed the 18th of November 2016. And can I then go on to the analysis, clause by clause? Clause 1, the definition...
Where there are proposed amendments, only those areas where there are proposed amendments.
Yes, yes, thank you. Clause 1, definition of adoption social worker is extended. Other definitions inserted to address the application for a child to remain in alternative care beyond the age of 18 years include further education and training, grade 12 and higher education. These definitions are accepted in law and defined by other acts of Parliament. Clause 2. Clause 2 inserts subsection 2A, gives effect to the judgment.
Let me come back again. There are no proposed amendments on what you are reading now. If you could go to page 5, as I was saying earlier, that is where, is it page 5? Yeah. Number 8. That's where your negotiating position is adopted by the committee that you have to speak to.
Okay, thank you. The negotiation position adopted by the committee, the proposed bill, conforms to the principles of legislative drafting and the amendments to the Principal Act are in line with the law. The Portfolio Committee on Social Development supports the details of the Children's Second Amendment Bill, Bill 14B 2015, Section 76. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. I'm going back to Eastern Cape.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, the Children's Second Amendment Bill, B14B 2015, the vote of the legislature and the committee, the province votes in favor of the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape delegate to the NCOP to negotiate in favor of the bill and negotiate within the following parameters. The province votes in favor of the bill and the province does not wish to add nor delete any provision of the bill as referred to it by the NCOP.
Thank you very much. Is it KZN? KZN.
Chairperson. Thank you, Chair. the negotiating mandate of KZN. The Children's Second Amendment Bill, number 14B-2015, the committee, the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, met on Friday, the 18th of November, 2016, to consider the Children's Second Amendment Bill, B-14B-2015. The committee agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the National Council of Provinces to support the bill. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Zwane. The next province is Limpopo.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Negotiating mandate from the Limpopo Legislature to the Chairperson's Select Committee on Social Services, the name of the bill, as indicated, number of the bill, date of deliberations, 18 November 2016, some mistake there. Vote of the legislature, provincial NCOP permanent delegates to negotiate in favor of the bill, taking into consideration the inputs made at the public hearings. Chairperson, I won't read sentence by sentence, but the amendments are indicated in the mandate. I hope every member has got the amended clause. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mampuru. Dennis Mpumalang, am I right? Honorable Zwane, can you read that for me?
Thank you, Chairperson. To the Chairperson of Select Committee on Social Development, the bill is Children's Second Amendment Bill, number 14B-2015. The date of the deliberation by the province was on the 17th of November 2016. And the mandate is as follows. The Portfolio Committee on Health and Social Development, the committee, in brackets, supports the Children's Second Amendment Bill, B14B2015, and confers on the permanent delegate representing the province of Mpumalanga in the National Council of Provinces the mandate to vote in favor of the bill without any proposed amendment. Thank you, Chairperson.
That was Mpumalanga, then Northern Cape.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. The negotiating mandate for the Children's Second Amendment Bill, and then the process that was followed is that on the 4th of November, the province was duly briefed around the bill, and then effectively after that, a number of public hearings took place throughout the province, and then the Portfolio Committee considered and recommended to support the bill, and then the committee recommends to the House to mandate the permanent delegates to participate in deliberations at the negotiation stage and to support the bill, taking note of the comments and recommendations raised by the committee as well as inputs from the public. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Stoke, Northwest.
Thank you, Chair. Children's Second Amendment Bill, the province was briefed on the 4th of November, after which some public hearings followed, and then on the 11th of November, the following negotiating mandate was concluded to, that the Northwest Province votes in favor of the Children's Second Amendment Bill, taking into consideration amendments of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We've done Western Cape. Meaning that we are done. Have I left out any other province? Free State. Okay, can I have a member reading that for me, please? Because there is. If you don't have. Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. You have it. Go ahead.
Gauteng are going to help me with that. To you, there's only one Honourable Hutton.
Chairperson, I am able to read it. The question is whether I understand what's going on here. That's something else. I am able to read, if that will then satisfy the question. Honourable Chair, I don't see anything...
Just read the front page.
The Free State, Honourable Chair, there was a quite a lengthy and extensive process, and it appears that the polling was concluded on that certain amendments are being proposed to the bill. It doesn't come clear then whether there's a negotiating mandate spelled out as per definition. Well, the first one is that on page 3, under clause 2, line 11, proposes that, actually says paragraph 11, delete well-being.
Okay, you know what? Just read the front page. That front page covers...
This is the front page, what I'm trying to make sense of for you.
Okay.
I haven't got another front page that actually... only this with the proposed changes.
Okay.
But I don't come to a page that actually says negotiating mandate.
No, but it doesn't, there is no way where it says, I hear what he is saying. You see, when you listen to what other province said, they are mandating their permanent delegate to vote in favor or not in favor, then they put the reason. I think you are correct. The liaison officer...
There's something right at the end there where you say, kind regards, it actually says, vote in favor of the bill.
Okay. All right. They are mandating this. Okay, that is Free State proposing 3 amendments, but they are mandating their permanent delegate to vote in favor. That is in page 2. That is Free State. Honourable members, we are done with all provinces now. I will then request the department to respond. Later will be followed by the state law advisors, but for now I want to request the department to respond on the amendments that are proposed by provinces. Did you receive the mandates before this? Yeah. Can you speak to them? Okay.
6 were received beforehand, but 3 came through this morning, but we can be able to talk to some of the issues. Thank you.
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson and members. As a department, I think we want to appreciate the process that took place in provinces in terms of deliberating the bill, because it will assist in strengthening and also understanding where the communities are coming from. I'll start with the Western Cape proposal, because other provinces are just not having proposals or commenting. We have Free State, I think, also with proposal, and also Gauteng. With Western Cape, there's a proposal to include and accredited in terms of the Children's Act. I just want to indicate that the initial thought was that because the government social workers were not part of the initial Principal Act definition, the thinking is that the department cannot accredit itself. Hence, we did not include the Children's Act. We included the Social Service Professions Act so that the Council for Social Service Professions should be the one that accredit social workers who will be working in the adoption field. We also acknowledge that adoption is a specialized field, but I need to also indicate to the committee that there's no specialization as yet with adoption around the country. There's no university or institution that provide any training or a module on adoption. It's something we're still working on. So in setting this, the Children's Act, it will mean the department needs to accredit its own social workers, which is, we think it will be a referee and a player, hence it was omitted. That's the position that we are presenting to the committee in terms of the amendments. Then there's also Clause 5, where it says there may be misunderstanding that children who are not 18 years old and not in grade 12 will not be able to apply for alternative care. I think as a department we think it is not clear what the Western Cape is critically proposing, but we feel there's no need to really apply if you are 18 years in terms of the proposal that is there, because the provision is made for those who have reached 18 to say you can stay in alternative care until 21 when you finish your schooling, because some of the children, they are still in learnership, they are still in TVET colleges, they are still, some even in high school at 18. So we are allowing them to still be provided, if they are getting a grant, to continue with the grant until the age of 21. So I think it's basically, the clause is trying to provide for those children, not the ones that are under 18, because if you're under 18, you have no need to apply for that provision. I don't know, I think for Western Cape, Dan, you can add.
Thank you, Chair. By way of an emphasis, the issue around the accreditation, one needs to point to the committee that the obligation to provide the service is placed upon the state, so the state is obligated to provide the service anyway, so there's no need to accredit social workers who are in the employ of the state, and the registration is in the realm of the council, and the council already has got regulations in place to regulate that area. Then I think the DDG has covered all the other issues in the Western Cape. If I may move to the issues raised by Free State, because there are also proposed amendments. One proposes that we delete well-being and we substitute it with interest. But there isn't a clear motivation as to why that other phrase is preferred over a well-being, and we therefore not in a position to engage with the proposed amendments as to whether it may not then alter the intention that the Act is trying to seek if we lean towards the proposed amendment, Chair. The second one is that we delete 24 hours and substitute it with immediately. This one, the time frame has been prescribed by the Constitutional Court order, therefore we don't have much leeway to to play around and change the order as having been prescribed by the Constitutional Court. And we believe that 24 hours is much more clear and prescriptive other than a generic a phrase, which is immediately. Then the last one is on page 4, clause 4, paragraph 45, and the suggestion is that we insert investigate. And again, this one, it is not clearly motivated as to why is there a need in such a clause to insert investigate, because in the department's view, the nature of the clause does not require any form of investigation to be undertaken, because that's where we seek to empower HODs to have the flexibility to transfer people from, or children from, a less restrictive form of alternative care to a more restrictive form of alternative care. So, but generally, I wish to highlight to the committee that this is not the last round of amendments that the department is working on. There's another set of amendments which still awaits some policy documents to be finalized, which will be coming to a parliament pretty in the near future. And if there are substantive issues that the committee wishes to address through a legislative amendment, such can be also accommodated when those amendments come through. And also, Chair, there may be some of the issues that are operational in nature, which seeks to provide more detail to the manner in which the Act is supposed to be implemented, which the department can accommodate through regulations.
I'm losing you now. You were talking about Free State. Now you seem to be getting to general issues. I want us to conclude with Free State on the proposed amendments. We get to Gauteng. That was the third province that has made proposal in terms of amendments. Then also not to talk about future amendments which are not on table now. Let's focus on what we have now.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've gone through the mandate from Gauteng, Chair. Unless I've missed something, I think there were more of comments than proposed amendments in Gauteng. So there aren't any issues to talk to insofar as Gauteng is concerned. Thank you.
Free State is not here, but Honorable Pambos Bokwane from the Western Cape is here. Do you want to say something? Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would like to respond in terms of the reply from the DDG. As a delegate of the Western Cape, you have raised your concern, both of you. I would love all your concern for what you are rebuttaling to in terms of what I had proposed aside in clause 1 and 2. Could I please have it in writing so that whatever you had said, because you've said it verbally, and as a permanent delegate and mandated by Honorable Botha, who is the chairperson of the Standing Committee on Community Development, take it back and say this is what you are saying in terms of our proposal as a province. Because from our point of view, we're looking at the Social Services Act of 1978. And maybe we're not on the same page, but our angle derives from that Act of 1978 in line 13 of page 2. So could I please, through you, Chairperson, get a written yes, so that as a delegate I take it back to the province, because we seem not to be looking at things from the same angle, so that we can get clarity on that. I'm also happy to hear that there will be more engagements on this, so that we could clarify, because we do support the bill, but with these amendments. I thank you, Chairperson.
Any other member who want to say something? Izwane?
No, thank you, Chairperson. We have listened to the proposed amendments by those provinces that are suggesting amendments, Chairperson. But we've also listened very carefully to the responses of the department. The one that I pin my hopes onto is the one where they say that in light of the fact that we are not engaging with this for the last time, we are going to have an opportunity where there are further amendments that are brought before the select committee. I think what may have been left would actually find space when the subsequent, suggested amendments are before the committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Can I want to say something? Can I give the Chief State Law Advisors to say something?
Thank you, Chair. Just to add what the department has said, the Free State raised the thing about well-being versus interest. We considered that input from the Free State, and we found that the Act speaks to well-being. So the words well-being is consistent with the Children's Act. And also when we speak about interest, we refer to best interest, which is used in the Constitution. And best interest is usually used to measure a standard of something, rather than well-being refers to, according to the dictionary, a condition of being contented, healthy, successful, wealthy, whereas interest refers to a sense of curiosity about a concern with something. So when we speak about best interest, we refer to the standard of something. So therefore, one of the reasons we kept the words well-being, because it was consistent with the Act, and it was also best suited for that proposed provision. Thanks.
Thanks. There's just a little thing that I forgot, as to say that I want to believe that after these amendments have been concluded and the final piece of legislation is submitted for approval by Parliament, then the minister concerned will set about developing regulations. And some of the issues that are cited will be covered, in my own opinion, during the process of the development of regulations. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members and the Department. I just want to speak to the process moving here, because I don't want us to go out with the impression that we're still going to debate this negotiating mandate. No. The process now, Honourable Pambu, we want to come in before.
I just want to find out, did you say anything about line 2?
Did you? Through you,
If may we ask if the delegate member can at least assist us with substantiating as to where does the province comes from in terms of proposing those the amendments, because it's not clear from the document. Maybe we'll then be able to engage with the proposal.
You see, I did not want to comment from what you were saying. I don't like it when you are not prepared.
and you know that we're going to debate these negotiating mandates, unless if you got the Western Cape today. But if you did not get it today, in fact, it's important that your responses on the proposed amendments are put down, not for the province, for the committee. So that, because after this meeting, we will be writing minutes, sending them back to provinces with your input. So now if you're going to ask the member now, and from the face I can see you're not prepared. This is a serious thing, a bill that we're talking about. It's in fact an act. I would have expected you to have your responses in writing. Also to assist our scribers to write what you would have said in this meeting before we send it to province, because you may not have an opportunity to see our minutes before we send them to provinces. I will give her to speak to that, but I don't like what I see now. It shows that you're not prepared. Honourable Pambo?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, it will mean I must go through the whole of our concern in a package. I'm quite happy not to delay this meeting, but to take him through after this meeting on all our concern together with DDG, because it means I must go through the whole package, because seemingly we're not on the same page, and I had alluded to that when I first spoke, that we seem to be seeing things from different angles. I'm quite happy to stay after this meeting and sit with you and bring to your attention what you mean in what you say, because you seem not to have. Our negotiating mandate was held on the 15th of November. And I got the report on that same day when I was in East London. On that same day, I guess that we seem not to be traveling the same route, but I'm quite happy to sit with you and DDG, Mama Connie, and in respect of this, because really, Chairperson, as you could also ascertain, there has not been some time spent on this. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
All members, I want you to speak on this. I'm not comfortable because this is a meeting for this. Whatever we discuss, it has to happen in the meeting. I don't know what is your take on this. I would have loved that to happen in this meeting, because we don't know what they will discuss outside the meeting, and it may not be recorded, because she is recording minutes of the meeting. So now if it happens outside, it might miss the opportunity of getting into the minutes. Honorable Zwane, Honorable Ngaba.
Thank you, Chair. Certainly the meeting after the meeting of the Select Committee will be discussions that are not necessarily official. The Chairperson is right in saying that whatever we deliberate on and agree should be within the meeting time officially. But I wanted to establish through you, Chairperson, when did the department get these proposed amendments? I just want to establish that.
Yes, Chair. They've been coming through during the course of last week. But, Chair, I think it's a question of a misunderstanding. We are also learning through this process, because when we engage the support, the admin support committee, the advice was that we should prepare a response to the issues raised during the public participation process, which is a document that we prepared for today. And it's not that we did not engage with the proposed amendments from the provinces. That's the document that we thought we would be sharing with the committee today, which is our response from the department to the issues that were raised through various public hearings that we participated on. But on the issue at hand, I think where we are coming from, it's more of understanding the motivation behind the proposed amendment, because it's not coming out clear from
from what is contained in the document. That's the assistance with the question.
You're not responding to Honorable Zwane's question. Honorable Zwane's question, when did you, if you may speak to this specific one, Western Cape, when did you get it? If you got it last week, the assumption is that if there's something that you don't understand, you do a follow-up. You check through our secretariat support to say, in this province, there is this proposed amendment we don't understand. Can we have a clarity on that? I think they will liaise with the province concerned. So that when we come to this meeting, we don't keep quiet, because I think what happened, you did not respond to it because you don't understand. Until when she raised it, did you respond on this one? And then it's only now that you are saying you did not understand the motive behind or the meaning of the amendment itself. It doesn't change what you are saying, because for me, whether it was raised, the outcomes of the provincial negotiating mandate are based on the public hearings. They did not just sit and come up with negotiating mandates. They went to public hearings, came back and deliberated and came up with negotiating mandates. So I think it's not far from what you have. I'm not sure whether you did have support to Western Cape. Did you have people supporting Western Cape as you did with other provinces? Because if you did, you would have understood what they are proposing there. I noted you. Honorable, did you want to come in? Your hand was up. Yeah.
Madam Chair, thank you. I just want to clarify that Gauteng has got very specific concerns, which I don't think was raised by the officials, and there are five very specific concerns that they have, and can I just quickly go through them? The placement of children should also be done by social auxiliary workers and child and youth care workers, because they feel that because they are working with children every day and understand their needs, that should be considered. Another request or concern is that if required documents are not available or not submitted by the social worker before the child can be removed, the presiding officers should still hear the matter and wherever possible come to a decision about what is in the best interest of the child. And they have requested that this should be added as a subsection in both sections 151 and 152. Another concern is that we need to ensure that social workers have easier access to the Department of Home Affairs so that they can more easily assist the children who are not documented, and that the department can consider moving the age of the child from the age of 21 to 24, and also have multiple disciplinary programs for the children. And then another concern is that somehow we need to speed up foster care cases so that children do not become victims of those parents who want to receive foster care money instead of looking at the well-being of the child. I thank you.
Anything you want to say on the concerns? Do you have anything to say on the concerns? Honourable Pambos Bogwana and Honourable Mpuru.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to assist my colleagues sitting opposite me. Fortunately for me, Chairperson, I attended all the public hearings of the Western Cape, starting from Knysna. And I must say, DSD National was there, and I'll give you the names of the representatives that were there. There was a Knysna social development person, Miss Dorothy van der Spy, you know her, and Miss Busi Sambo were there, and there was a provincial DSD representative. Because before we started, even on the first overview that I had given to the province on this bill, there was a representative from your side.
public hearings are attended, all of them, and you were represented provincially and nationally. And these are the names. I'm trying to help you so that you do follow ups with these, because these amendments, I had communicated them from the word go. I thank you, Chairperson, and I'm also assisting you on your question to help them. Here are the names. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. To me, it looks like the department is not ready. The department is not going to assist us. I don't know on which expense and time the department will be able to come and take us through as per all the challenges or recommendations or proposals made by different provinces. To me, what we're doing is a fruitless exercise. It's not assisting, and it will never assist us. I have a proposal, but Chairperson, I have a difficulty. That's why I'm saying, on which expenses and time the National Department will be able to come and take us through, because we don't have days. Already we have a problem of the appropriations bill. Mm-hmm. We'll be here for another week as the NCOP. Where are we going to get the time and to deal with all these matters, Chairperson? I'm stuck. Thank you.
I will give them to respond now, but all members, we've done almost everything. It's only one area, is Western Cape, and concerns in Gauteng. I'll give the state law advisors to speak to these matters, because they also looked at the mandate. My approach was going to be, let them, whatever they are saying now, put it in writing so that it will be captured in the minutes. We're not going to have another time, because almost everything is done. It's only one few issues in a province that we are dealing with. Then they will put their responses in writing, we put them in the minutes, then minutes are sent. But it has to happen by tomorrow, because we don't have time. If they send those responses by tomorrow, and if you don't come back to us, we're not going to wait for you. We'll send the minutes as they stand from what we got from here. I want to give the state law advisors, then we'll try to conclude this meeting.
Thanks, Chair. What I've raised earlier, now put in writing, now forward to the committee secretary for incorporation. Chair, if I can maybe just shed some light with regard to the Western Cape mandate. We've had a look at that also, and I think maybe the difficulty which we've experienced, if you look at the point number two, the item two under clause one, it says that on page two in line 18, if you go to page 2 and look at line 18, to delete B and to substitute with C, from the wording, it is not quite clear as to what is being required or requested in respect of that of listed item 2 under clause 1. And I think that may be the cause of the confusion with regard to that provision.
Now referring to the bill itself, she's referring to the bill itself, but what you are requesting to be amended on line 18 is not clear when you read from the bill itself. That is why they are having a difficulty in responding to it. So that is what they are saying, the state law advisors are saying. I'm also reading to that line, and I'm looking at what you are proposing here. It's not clear what you're saying. Yeah. I'm sure you're with me. You're looking, you have a bill now. She's not your report, the bill itself.
I've got a copy of the
Bill.
Thanks, Chair. I've got the copy of the bill, but I'm not looking at the copy. I'm just looking at the committee report rather. Not the bill, but I've got a copy of the bill with me. Unless you allow me time to go back to the bill and look at it.
No, you know I'm not going to do that.
Exactly, Chairperson.
You know,
I understand your time, precious.
Do that.
I'm looking at the committee report rather,
the negotiating mandate, and I've got a copy of the bill with me, but I haven't looked at it now to refresh myself.
Okay, if I may quickly speak to that, if you look at line number 18, whatever you are saying, it should be deleted and substituted with delete B and substitute with C on page 3. All those B and C's are not here in the bill. It's 12. On page 2 in line 18, that's where I'm starting. Yeah. That's where I'm starting. Even if I go to okay, all what I'm saying, because we can't just dialogue, all what I'm saying, it's not clear. It's true, it's not clear. It's not clear. Maybe that is why there's a difficulty on responding on it. I'm not justifying what they have not done, because they could have asked before this meeting that they are not clear about that. But I'm suggesting that all members, in order for us to conclude this meeting, that we request them to put their responses in writing by tomorrow. It will be captured in the minutes, and minutes of this meeting will be sent to provinces, all provincial legislatures. Then out of that, we'll have final mandates from provinces. Then we finalize the bill by tabling it to the House. I think that concludes our meeting, our members, on the bill. But next time, be better prepared, because this is not the first time we're dealing with the bill. It's not at all. Thank you very much, all members. I've got just one announcement I want us to talk about the study tour before you leave. I was supposed to introduce Honorable Ngwenya, a delegate from Gauteng, replacing Honorable Mateis. As you know, that she was then transferred or taken to the NA, but she was not here when we started, but she's here now. She's a new member representing Gauteng in our midst. If you can quietly, not chasing you, if you can quietly, I want us to talk about the study tour.